September 14, cultivate Christ-like love. He that will love life and see days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. 1 Peter 3:10. The Christian parent should never lose the sense that he is one of God's little children and that he is to cultivate a courteous, compassionate disposition because he is an educator. He is to represent Jesus to his children. In his dealing with them, there is to be seen no impetuosity, and neither is there to be seen the cold, icy dignity that freezes love in the heart. He is to be so kind, so tender, that the hearts of the children will be softened and subdued, prepared to receive the love and grace of Christ. No harsh words are to be spoken by a Christian to anyone, old or young. Such words are prompted by the enemy. We are taught in the Word of God to be kind, tender, pitiful, courteous. Cultivate Christ-like love. Let all that you do bear the impress of this love. Those who do not speak the words and do the words of Christ are trying to climb into heaven by some other way than through the door. Do not endeavor to preserve your cold, un-Christ-like dignity. This is not religion. It is not Christianity. What you need is a light that shines in the face of Christ to cause your faces to shine with the brightness of his love. Put away your cast iron dignity. God has not told you to cherish any such thing. Let your hearts be filled with the love of Christ. Then Christ-like sympathy will shine forth from your faces. There are some serving in holy things who have no faith in God or his power. They multiply their efforts to gain salvation by their own devices. How pitiful are their vain endeavors to justify themselves and to hold their footing against the downward current of evil. They are powerless, for they do not make God their trust. God is the eternal, uncreated fountain of all good. All who look to him and trust to him find him to be this. To those who serve him, cleaving to him as their heavenly Father, he gives the assurance that he will fulfill his promises. His joy will be in their hearts, and their joy will be full. Letter 203, September 14, 1903, to those in positions of responsibility in Nashville Publishing House.